our hero, claims a warrior's heart. I tell you, the dragonborn comes.
It is really hard to wake everyone up, and it is also true that it's sort of like we have a small but critical mass. That's okay. Do you know that we don't need everyone in this room? Let's say all of you are sleeping and one person who is awake walked into this crowd. Because of the nature of humanity and the nature of that thing you want to call it, glow or magnetism or whatever, it spreads. It's contagious. It's amazing. And if you put that person on stage, like let's say John Lennon, then hello, we're waking people up in droves. And they don't even know why they're waking up. It's just like turning on a light bulb. Suddenly, it starts to make sense. And you've got to keep questioning everything. Question me, question Camelot, question everything. Do your research, though. Don't go around with opinions thinking you know it all, or putting people down or going into a negative space because you don't want to hear it, because it doesn't fit some previous download that you got on planet Earth from your priest or your father or your mother or whatever the kind of thing. You know, bottom line is it's all trash. You decide, okay? Because you're the ones here and you have the equipment to do so. What are you capable of? Because that's really the bottom line, and that's why you have the oppression on Earth that you have at this time. Because there are ET races out there who want the resources, they want your genetics, and they want to control you. Why? Because they know that if the tables are allowed to be turned, then you may end up controlling them. Now, I don't recommend that, but I just want you to know that the potential of the human vehicle, as you may call it, is virtually unlimited if you view it in this fashion. You have two paths to choose from here on Earth at this time. One is angelic human, which is your natural progression and your re-evolution back to source, or you have the robotic Superman. And the robotic Superman is the path that the military-industrial complex, the secret side of it, has decided to go. I don't care what happens on planet Earth, I'm going to be on the front lines. Until the last minute. That's just my personality. Actually, I was supposed to be murdered for that. They wanted to kill me over that interview because of the way I handled it. And they were not happy with the fact that even though he denied what I asked him, there's a sense where you can ask a question as a journalist, and even when the person denies it, it's obvious they're lying. My job is to get the truth out, okay? That's the bottom line. Now, I don't violate secrecy either. I keep confidences, but I do put the truth out for you to know. It probably will get worse before it gets better, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, in my view. And I'm out here on stage and talking to you and doing what I do in Camelot every day, and I work a lot. And I have to say that I'm doing this because I believe we have a future. That this rendition of humanity, this seeding, has every chance of making it through. That for the first time in all the seedings of humanity on planet Earth, that you guys are going to make it all the way. Okay? And so I'm putting everything I have behind that. And I want to make sure that happens.
Okay, thank you. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we are going to have a very interesting show tonight. It's kind of last minute because I had a cancellation earlier in the day. And so I have a couple of my good friends who are coming to the rescue to join me on my show tonight. One is Anthony Sanchez and the other is Mike Harris. Both have been on my show fairly recently, I have to say, but it should be a lot of fun to sort of mix it up and have all three of us on together, sort of shooting the shit or whatever you want to call it, and comparing notes and so on and so forth. So First of all, let me make sure everybody's here. Do we have Mike Harris on the line? Okay. How about do we have Anthony Sanchez on the line? Neither one. Okay. I can't believe this is so weird. Let's say, I don't know what they mean, Skype isn't working. Do you mean that you can't hear me? It's not working at the station? Yikes. It looks like they added Mike. Mike is, they're trying to reach, and for some reason they can't. Mike, are you there?
I'm here, Carrie. How are you?
Well, it's very bizarre. I don't know what's going on because both of you guys were not here initially, but now we've finally reached you. I think the next thing we have to do is try to reach Anthony. And so I'm going to, again, put his Skype name in the chat. There should be no problem with that Skype name. Anthony was just on the radio using Skype, and we were just talking. So Skype should work very well for Anthony now.
Skype cut me off. I had perfect internet connection today. I mean, as good as it gets. And Skype cut me off during my radio show today. And whatever I mentioned, it's time to remove the power to issue currency from the Federal Reserve. And they cut me off within 5 seconds, and it went down hard. And I had to reboot my computer twice and still couldn't get it back. I went to call out on my cell phone, and I had no network suddenly on the cell phone. So I had to use a landline to finish my radio show.
Okay. Well, you know, let me see what is the problem here. I can't even imagine. Well, they've got a new computer, I'm told, and they're having some problems. I don't know. This is very strange. Let me see if I can add Anthony and get him on this call myself, and then we can see if that works. Let me see if this works. I don't know.
Carrie, don't worry. Calm down. Everything will be okay.
No, I'm perfectly calm, actually. we're just trying to do this other way of doing it. The radio show is having some problem, I guess.
Okay.
They aren't able to get Anthony on.
Hey, this
no, he's on.
Anthony?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I guess somehow we reached you. So excellent. That's fabulous. So Anthony, I don't know, have you and Mike ever met?
Actually, yes, we have. We appeared on one of your call-in type shows. He was one of the featured guests, and I was there as well. Anthony, how are you? It's been a while.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing, Mike? It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. How about you?
Oh, fantastic.
Good deal.
Okay, so both Anthony and I were just on Anthony's show together, and Anthony was talking about his new book that's going to be coming out, and maybe he can share some of that here on my show with people as well. Basically what we have is we had a cancellation at the last minute, so we've got both Anthony Sanchez and Mike Harris here on the show. I want to welcome them and also encourage people to type into the live chat with any questions. I do have an announcement to make before we get really into everything, that this is going to be my last show on American Freedom Radio. I've decided to take a break from doing quite as much radio as I've been doing simply because I need to write the Camelot book. This has been something that people have asked us to do for a very long time, something we should have done a long time ago. So I just have to concentrate and hunting, you know, down guests and scheduling them and preparing for radio shows is quite an involved sort of escapade. So right now it's just a matter of trying to get some work done. So I may be back. I don't know how it'll all play out, but at the moment I this will be my last show on American Freedom Radio. I am going to keep my Friday night show on Revolution for now and see how that goes. I really do have to concentrate on all the work I have. So that's the end of that announcement. Now, if you guys would like to just talk, what I'd like to do is, because Mike is joining us, Anthony, and we had been talking on your show about some of the troop movements and the things that are being seen, also the drills that are being done around the country. I know Mike has also come across some of this information. Mike, do you want to talk about any of that information that you might have seen?
Well, yeah, I would actually. First of all, I want to say that there's good news and bad news about you giving up your regular radio show. The bad news is that we're going to miss you because you're very popular and, you know, you give good information out. The good news is that now you have more time available to be a guest on my show. So you have to find the silver lining there. So to get back on track to your question about troop movements, 2 days ago on the Interstate 10, 10 miles east of the California state line, there were 200-plus men in military fatigues, fully armed, stopping traffic in both directions and doing searches of all traffic. They were requiring the truck drivers to show ID, open their trucks. They were pulling people out of cars and frisking them from head to toe. And this just strikes me as the beginning of the clampdown on transportation. And so there's also been the issue in Dallas, Texas, where the TSA came out in the train station and was forcing airport-style searches before people could even get on trains. So it appears that transportation is being clamped down on, at least in the western U.S. I don't know how things are in the east or other places.
Okay, very interesting. Anthony, oh, sorry, now we have sort of a weird echo. But Anthony, and maybe you guys can mute yourselves when you're not talking. That will help
sure.
the echo
sure.
a feedback loop. But at any rate, Anthony, do you want to address that?
Hello, Carrie?
Hi, now we can hear you.
I was only getting bits and pieces of mic because it was dropping off.
Okay, that's so bizarre. Well, that's too bad because he was saying some very good stuff. I don't know why we're having sound issues. I'm getting a weird echo right now. I guess we'll just have to tolerate it and sort of move our way through. So if you could, what I was trying to say is, Mike was talking about, I don't know if we... Hello?
Hello, okay, this is Anthony.
This is Mike. The whole call just dropped here real quickly. Now, let me say for the record here that Skype has been very erratic today. It cut me off during my radio show whenever I had a really solid Skype connection. I mean, internet connection. Skype shut down. And I couldn't get back on for 15 minutes or so. So we did the call over the telephone. So this is going around. It's Skype is government controlled. We know this. We don't mm-hmm. want to upset them.
That's right.
Okay. Anthony, do you want to address the troop movements and the drills that you've been hearing about?
Well, yeah, okay. So we know that in Chicago and that in Miami there have been reports of exercises involving, military helicopters, ground troops, and firing of weapons. And you have to ask yourself, what the hell is going on? And why do I say that? Because when you pay attention to the news, you remember, Carrie, last night we were talking about, headlines. Remember how we discussed this? And we were talking of how – actually, this is when I was reading to you that portion of my book where, you essentially have two choices when it comes to the headlines that are out there. You can either, pay attention to the diatribe that they're putting out there, essentially following their lead so that you become, mind-controlled and brainwashed, or you can pay attention to the real news, which is that there's military exercises that are being conducted. There's this movement to confiscate, guns from the citizens within the country. And it paints a very scary picture. I was having this conversation with another person yesterday who lives just 50 yards away from Ground Zero in New York City. And one of the things that came about during the conversation was I was listening to her talk about, you know, how 9/11 was an inside job, how Aurora, Colorado and Sandy Hook most likely were orchestrated events, and, you know, who's to blame? Who's doing all of this? And we're not getting clear answers at the moment. And I had this epiphany during that conversation where I said, you know, what if in 4 years from now, President Obama, at the end of his term, makes mass arrests in both the Congress and the Senate, and blames various individuals for 9/11 having been an inside job, and these, you know, schoolyard shootings and, you know, movie theater and mall shootings having been orchestrated events by this, you know, evil cabal within the country. And then he paints himself as this, you know, this hero. And that, what does that do? That gives him the power to enact something such as martial law. In fact, he could enact martial law, but, and it would be martial law, but they would call it something else, something more kinder and more gentler. Again, to pull the wool over our eyes, to fool us. And I think that that is a real possibility here. You know, that is something that can happen. And, you know, again, paying attention to the news where, you know, not the mainstream Illuminati controlled news, but the fringe news, the people that are paying attention to what the hell is really going on in this country. When you really, you know, stop what you're doing, you know, pull away from, you know, the nightly mainstream Illuminati news and look at the fringe. You're going to find out that there are pieces of evidence that point to something really, really evil at work here. And I think that it is very possible that, you know, Obama could use, you know, all of these events, you know, for, you know, for this effort to move towards a new world order, you know, through, you know, this execution phase where martial law is essentially enacted. And that is a real possibility. It's something that can happen. And, it can happen very easily, and let me tell you why and how. Why? Because
thank you for that. We are getting a commercial coming on right now, so we'll be right back with Anthony Sanchez and Mike Harris and continue this conversation. Thank you.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
I knew a man who had a reputation helping thousands of people improve their health. You know his secret? He knew 7 out of 10 people were deficient in one critical mineral. The symptoms of this deficiency mimic everything from heart disease to anxiety. In fact, the list is way too long to even touch on. Chances are high that you may have many of these symptoms already. In a moment, I'm going to give away his secret when you visit IncredibleMineral.com. That's incrediblemineral.com. The information is free. It will take less than 5 minutes for you to obtain. Listen in as I interview world-renowned doctor of the future, Carolyn Dean, share the secret with you. No holds barred and guaranteed to piss off the big drug pushers. In fact, there's also a $50 free bonus offer for the first 1,000 people who listen in now at incrediblemineral.com. Hurry while the information is still available.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What's ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we have Anthony Sanchez and Mike Harris on with me this evening. And so we'll be getting back to Anthony and let him finish up with his comments. And just a reminder to, we've got a feedback loop, so if you're not talking, please mute yourself. Thank you. Anthony, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, yeah, so before we left for the break, essentially I was talking about these military exercises that are being conducted in, like, you know, places like Chicago and Miami, and there are various, you know, reports that are coming in from the citizens who are taking photos of this stuff with their freaking smartphones. And so we know that it's happening. And I talked about this potential outcome in the future at the end of Obama's presidency, whereby he is essentially going to. Now, remember, this is just a possibility. It's one of many things that can happen. But nobody's talked about this. This is something that has not been considered. What if Obama were to make mass arrests of the Congress and the Senate and, you know, blame various individuals, a lot of these individuals, for having been a part of orchestrating 9/11 and shootings like Aurora, Colorado, and Sandy Hook, and then, you know, hoisting himself up onto this platform as this hero, where everybody is blindsided by the arrest and the fact that he is, the government is finally acknowledging that 9/11 was an inside job. And why would something like that occur? Because they would use that as the catalyst towards creating and establishing the New World Order. And they would do so, under the guise of this, you know, something that, you know, that is similar, if not martial law itself. And then, you know, we would have, you know, term limits thrown out, specifically for the president, who would then remain in office. That is a possibility. And if you don't think it's possible, here is how it is possible. Right now, we live in a very, you know, divisive environment. There is a two-party system in place where half the country hates the other half of the country. And right now, Congress and the Senate, you know, are both at all-time lows with regards to approval ratings. And it's just going to get worse as the country, you know, slips further down this, you know, rabbit hole. You know, it's going to have to be hoisted out of the rabbit hole by somebody, and it could happen through an event, you know, where you're like, you know, like I just described, where Obama makes these arrests, blames 9/11, Sandy Hook and Aurora and all these other, you know, events on, you know, this certain group of people, and then says, you know, oh, wow, you know, what's that? Well, what's that going to do? If you arrest half the Congress and you arrest half the Senate, that's going to throw this country's political system into a turmoil, and the government will be at a complete standstill. And what will that cause? You know, what will that, you know, necessitate so that things don't completely fall apart, at least in the eyes, you know, of the people? Well, you know, Obama could, you know, suspend the Constitution, enact martial law, and essentially become this dictator while he's fixing the country. And well, that's a real possibility.
Anthony, I just think that that is absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry, but I just, you know, Obama just, it doesn't strike me that way. Sure. I really think that, you know, Bush Sr. is running Obama. That's all the information I've been getting for a very long time. There is a very big cabal running this country. There is a war going on. It's going on above our skies, but it's also going on between, for example, the crown, the British crown, and I guess you might say a certain group of constitutionalists at least, and possibly other groups, and the Bush cabal. So we've mm-hmm. got a number of factions fighting each other. Mike, do you want to jump in here? Do you have some thoughts? You have to unmute.
Yes, I do have some thoughts on this. And first of all, you know, we used to have a two-party system, but we no longer have a two-party system. If you look at who is funding both the Democrat and Republican parties, they're all the same top 10 donors. So, you know, you look at these issues about where does the money come from. So we are fighting a false paradigm of left against right. And that's not really correct anymore because both parties are funded by the same side, are the same business interests. We're becoming a corporatocracy. And when I look at this, I say there's a number of cartels that run our country. I mean, we all know about the drug cartel. We know about that. But look at who runs your cellular phone service. There's like four companies that run the whole country. You look at airlines or transportation. There's four companies that run the whole country. You look at the media cartels. There are six companies that run the whole country. And we don't really have free choice anymore. We have the illusion of choice. And cartels, if you look at their ownership, their boards of directors, they're all intertwined. They're all funded by the same people. So we're being herded. We're given the illusion of choice, and then we're being guided in a direction that the powers that be want us to go in. I'm not sure what their end game is, but I don't like it. It's not good. And I think we need to really listen. And Anthony made some very good points about try to be discerning, try to read hear what's not being said. And those are the things that we have to do and educate ourselves and, you know, be more self-reliant upon ourselves and disengage from the matrix, for lack of a better word.
Okay. One of you is, Anthony, I'm sure you have something to say here, and this is terrible feedback. I got to do something about this, but at any rate, maybe if I turn my sound down, sometimes that helps. Anyway, what I wanted to say is I wanted to draw people's attention for anyone who hasn't seen on my blog. I put this morning, Linda LaRouche did a live web event yesterday, I believe it was, in which he talks about the federal courts having been given multiple charges against Obama that he said is more than he's ever seen in an incumbent president, is I think how he put it. We don't know who placed those charges. We also don't know what those charges are. We do know that they are substantial. I hope that more information is going to be forthcoming. But he seems to think that without a coup, which in some ways, Anthony, does point down the direction you're talking about, mm-hmm. only from an interesting perspective and a lot more sooner than you maybe are anticipating, that something is in the wind here, that Obama will not be able to stay in office. And again, because of my precog dream, I am of the opinion that something is going to come through. That I hate to tell you guys this, and of course you may already know, and so, you know, I don't mean to be condescending, but even if there is some issue with Obama and he does step down, it's because it's orchestrated. It's because it was the plan all along. I think that he's just in a holding pattern. I don't think he's operating on his own. Now, some second-term presidents do start going, as they say, off the reservation because they no longer have to worry about a third term. And it may be that they're concerned with Obama on that level. They don't want him to break his leash. The leash is being held by Bush Sr. That every indication has been to that effect. And even my dream saw him as a broken man, saw his family having to leave the U.S., in fact, and going elsewhere to settle. So it is an interesting dynamic. I don't know how it's going to play out. I'm not pretending to say that my dream is going to be accurate, but I will say that this idea that he may want to garner power like a dictator, not unless he's told to. That would be my opinion. But, Anthony, do you want to reply?
Well, you know, I think it's important that everybody realize that there's so many potential outcomes, and we don't know for a fact what is going to happen. I really greatly respect the fact that you are so in tune with yourself and you have this great, level of precognition, because, you know, many of us don't. I'm one of them. But, you know, and I admire that, you know, quality in people. And I think that, you know, for those of you that have that ability, you know, it's important for you to share that information and to allow us to, you know, take that information, analyze it, and then, you know, try and formulate, you know, these, you know, outcomes through analysis. And I think that, you know, something big we're on the verge of something big. Something's about to happen. Is it going to happen, you know, this year, or is it going to happen at the end of Obama's term? I don't know. But, you know, the jury is still out on whether or not, you know, this fear that is being driven is, with regards to FEMA camps and all that. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, all of that is a bunch of bullshit. But I ask you, is it? You know, when they're conducting military exercises over American cities and people are snapping photos of these exercises and reporting that gunshots are being fired during the exercises, you know, in American cities, what's going on?
Let me mix this up a little bit for both of you and ask you both if you don't acknowledge the possibility that, first of all, you know that we've got a secret government. We know for a fact there are multiple underground bases and that they have been built up into cities under our feet. And this is not just in the U.S., it's around the world. They are preparing for something. What we don't know is what. We don't know whether they're preparing for a natural event, an event that starts out natural and they're planning to augment and turn into a huge disaster, in which they can institute a certain amount of the New World Order, et cetera, more of it that's already been done, you know. But there's another side to this which has to do with the economic system and where we're at here in America right now. And I think around the world, what I hear in the news is nothing but all about the financial system. So although we're not hearing a lot about the troops, it may be that they're getting ready for the financial breakdown. Isn't that possible? And I want to turn this over to Mike to see what he has to say on that first.
Sure.
Well, Kerry, I think you're right. We've got this derivative bubble out there that is looming over the entire planet. You have to look at the size of this derivative bubble. It's 1.4 times 10 to the 13th, which is $1.4 quadrillion. It's 1,400 trillion. That's the size of the derivative bubble, which is more money. You could buy the whole planet of Saturn with that kind of money. But, you know, it's that's what's looming over here. You look at what's going on with the Chinese, with the BRICS nations and how they're aligning themselves to disengage from the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. And I just fear that things are going to get really tough financially in this country for people. People who have never had hardship are going to incur hardship and not know how to deal with it. So when that happens, how are the best and brightest going to cope with such issues? I mean, how are we going to cope with the collapse of the welfare state if the U.S. can't borrow any money anymore because we're not the reserve currency? This could potentially become very, very ugly and violent and result in civil war in this country, which I do not want to see. I want people to remember that we are all Americans. And although we may have racial and ideological differences, we're all Americans. And we have to pull together to save this country, because if we lose this country, this concept, this ideal of what America is, then we go back to the Dark Ages and feudalism again. And that is not what anyone wants. It would be terrible.
That's right.
Okay. Anthony, do you want to address that?
Well, I definitely feel that, you know, whatever future is coming is going to be driven by a financial collapse. So many times I have gone on the air, and whether it's my show or other shows where I'm being interviewed, and I talk about the fact that, you know, with all of us, well, at least in this country, you know, living under this system of, you know, this mechanism that is debt, that is driven to create more debt and maintain this perpetual state of, you know, servitude, slavery, essentially. I think that that's going to be the catalyst to, you know, whatever is going to occur that's going to be bad. And I agree with Mike that there are going to be so many people that are going to be caught off guard, you know, unprepared for this future where, you know, the paper that's in your wallet is going to be, you know, the equivalent of toilet paper. It will have nothing behind it. Mike, I'm going to ask you something. The Germans right now are trying to reappropriate the gold that they have here in the United States. And unfortunately for them, the Federal Reserve and the United States government are doing everything in their power to prevent them from, you know, taking back what's theirs. Is it because, do you believe it's because it doesn't exist? And if that is the case, where is it? And do you think that these announcements of these major corporations, these conglomerates essentially, that are coming together, that are talking about mining asteroids for precious metals, such as platinum and gold, is that a smokescreen? Does that have anything to do with the fact that the Germans are trying to take back their gold and the government is telling them that they can't?
Well, Anthony, I don't know where the gold is, number one. That's the first thing. Does the gold exist? Yes, it exists, but where is it? That's what I don't know. I don't know where it is.
Well, I got one person that told me that it's in these Rothschild subterranean vaults across the globe, and that they're just stockpiling the stuff.
I want to address this when we come back from this break.
When we come back, we will address this. We'll be right back with Anthony Sanchez and Mike Harris. Thank you.
Look around. Choose your own ground.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeley Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. I'll give you an example of that. When I was a little kid, if I got sick, they wanted me to go to the hospital and see the doctor. Now they want me to go to a health maintenance organization. Smug, greedy, well-fed white people have invented a language to conceal their sins. It's as simple as that. The CIA doesn't kill anybody anymore. They neutralize people. The government doesn't lie. It engages in disinformation. Israeli murderers are called commandos. Arab commandos are called terrorists. Contra killers are called freedom fighters. Well, if crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? They never mention that part of it to us, do they? Never mention that part of it.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, the drink.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're kind of having a wild time here, I have to say. It's it's actually a hoot to have both these guys on the show here. So right before the break, we were talking about a couple things, and actually off air, we were talking about a few more things. I want to bring all those things here on the table. And so, I don't know, were you finishing a thought? Was it Anthony that was finishing a thought?
Because no, I just want to be Mike clear. Mike was finishing a thought.
Mike.
I'll go ahead and finish now, and that is that if you remember about a year and a half, 2 years ago, the government of China requisitioned 200 tons of gold from the U.S., which the U.S. delivered via Hong Kong. And then in Hong Kong, the government of China decided to have the gold assayed. And so they drilled into it and took samples of it. It turned out not to be gold at all, but tungsten bars that were merely gold-plated. So it makes me wonder, where is the gold? Is it on the planet? If you look at what the Anunnaki have done traditionally, they've come to this planet, they've taken gold, that's why they were here. Where has the gold gone? Now, Anthony, I'll ask you this question, since you're up in Sacramento. I can't drive down the street and go two blocks without seeing a sign out someplace that says, "We'll buy gold for cash."
That's right.
Here in Sacramento, do you see the same thing?
Everywhere, everywhere you go. And I think there's a concerted...
The whole planet is being, you know, every bit of gold is being scrounged that's available in order to go somewhere. Where is it going to go?
Well, listen, there's a massive effort, you know, in place, I believe, by the Illuminati. You see all these, you can't turn a TV on now without seeing, you know, a commercial that says, you know, do you have old gold or, you know, broken pieces of jewelry that
right.
you don't want anymore, that you don't need,
silver.
You know, old gold or silver, you know, we'll give you cash. It's like, who the hell, you know, oh, yeah, Mike and Carrie, I have lots of old, unwanted gold just laying around.
Tons of it, yeah.
Tons of it, yeah, exactly. there's definitely a concerted effort to collect gold, and I think it's important that, you know, we pay attention to the fact that there are these U.S. firms that are looking to mine asteroids for platinum and for gold. Remember, gold is not natural to this planet. People have to understand that. Gold comes from deep outer space. It's not natural to the planet. You know, gold landed on this planet. And the fact that the gold is disappearing, remember, in 1933, there was a movement driven by these Rothschild interests here in the United States whereby the government enacted a law that made it illegal to hoard gold. So when you collect gold, whether it be personal, you know, pieces of gold or, you know, jewelry, you're hoarding it, Mike. But when they have it, they're storing it for our, you know, for the better good of the country. You know, but where is that gold? The people that live and work in, you know, in and around Fort Knox, many of the civilian employees that have worked there from the 70s to today will tell you there is no gold there. It disappeared. They took it out.
Slow down a minute here.
The James Bond movie, Goldfinger.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the James Bond sequence of things, many of the things that Ian Fleming predicted were going to happen via the fictional vehicle of James Bond 007 have really come to pass. I mean, there really was a U.S. bomber that was taken down in the Indian Ocean there that they had to recover the bombs from because someone had stolen them. That's what Black Hawk Down was about. That was at Diego Garcia. It was supposed to land there. It landed, you know, 150 miles short. And it sunk in the sea, and someone else got there first because they knew the bomber was going down. We've had all sorts of things that have happened along those lines, and I think that's the Illuminati telling us, these are our plans, this is what's in store for you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Mike Sparks, who is the expert on all of that James Bond stuff, and we could definitely maybe do another live event with him and discuss all of that, Mike, especially since you sound like an aficionado, that's a very interesting road to go down. But let me say this much. I have it from whistleblowers that we have plenty of gold on this planet. In fact, I'm not sure, Anthony, where you're getting your information about this not – gold not being indigenous to this earth. On the contrary, I think that gold is indigenous to the earth. that there is very good evidence to that effect, and that Sitchin's work and the emphasis of the Anunnaki of coming here and mining gold, this was no accident. Turning that into monatomic gold and using it for longevity, which is one of the main reasons they used it, not just for their atmosphere. Gold has so many different uses, but my understanding is that it is indigenous to this planet, as and all planets are basically going to be impacted by asteroids, et cetera, et cetera. But again, I have heard that it is indigenous to here, that it, the Earth is very, very huge stores of gold that have been even untapped. There is a huge greed factor. This article is really about an excuse to keep the so-called space program going, and then for them to have craft going off planet and give you a reason for that. In reality, it may not be about mining other planets at all. They're terraforming other planets. They've been doing this for quite some time. They have been mining other planets, but not for gold, for other metals. And there's a lot more going on besides that, which we've got an interplanetary war going on. They've got to explain why they've got so many spacecraft going in and out, and sometime this is going to become very, very obvious. Even the amateur astronomers are no longer going to be overlooking the craft coming in and out. I just had a discussion with Keith Hunter, who, and we're talking about possibly going public, and I'm going to be posting an article from him talking about a craft that he spotted that is making regular trips to and from the moon, as a matter of fact, and that he has evidence to that effect. I think that that makes logical sense. Anyway, this is a huge discussion, and we can definitely go down this road in various ways. Anthony, can you first of all answer the question as to where you got the idea that gold was not indigenous to this planet?
Well, you know, it's my understanding that gold essentially is was deposited by meteorites, which contained the element. And I just posted in the chat room that the asteroid that formed the Vredefort crater, which essentially created the formation of the largest gold mining region on the planet, the Witwatersrand Basin, again is kind of proof of the fact that meteorites essentially are the original source of gold on the planet. I mean, that's
actually, I would say on the contrary, maybe all it did was unearth, buried gold.
Okay.
You know, because gold
comes
from a high-pressured situation. Now, I'm not a geologist, but again, according to whistleblower testimony, according to the history, that whether or not you believe Sitchin, there is a huge history that involves gold. Michael Tellinger has done a tremendous amount of work involved in that. If you spend time studying Egypt, you'll know that gold was constantly talked about and used in various applications. In that society, it's been used for eons on this planet. I don't believe asteroids, you know, just not enough asteroids could hit this place to distribute the kind of gold we've got. It's an interesting idea. There may be other metals that come from asteroids, and I'm not sure what those might be. We do have some people holding on the phone here. Mike, did you want to say anything before I go to the phone lines? Mike,
let's go ahead and take some calls.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. So here we go. We've got a caller from area code 707. Let me see.
Hi. First I wanted to just let you know I've been having a lot of trouble with the sound on your programs for the past 2 or 3 weeks on both American Freedom and Freedom Slips, where the sound's been cutting out and sometimes completely going off. So I hope you can look into that.
That's really unfortunate. I have to say that it's been pretty good at my end. So as far as I know, I'm hearing. You know what I mean? I'm hearing.
Yeah.
So if it's not broadcasting, then there's some kind of weird server problem. I don't know if solar flares could be responsible, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's been weird because it's been on both radio stations that you're on, and I'm not having problems with anything else I'm listening to on my computer. So, but anyway, what I wanted to ask was if any of you have heard of the One People's Public Trust?
I'm not heard of that.
that became public on December 25th, 2012.
Well, I think I'm not sure whether that's Nassara or not. Well, I have seen emails to that effect.
Okay, it's actually not Nassara, but it does seem really similar. And Santos Bonacci and Lisa Harrison have been reporting on it on their programs. And basically, it's a few lawyers that got together, and they it's hard for me to explain. I was going to try to read the brief thing.
I just found something online where it says apparently a group of people got together and filed some paperwork that essentially says all governments are invalid, thus making all governments invalid. So
I'll drink to that. We do have a commercial right now, so we're going to have to let you go, caller, and go to the next caller. But thank you for the question.
Institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio in service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFI wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccine, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and hopefully the cutting in and out and the sound problems that we've been having have disappeared. I it helps if you give me feedback in the chat as to how the listening is going. And I have to say, we want to thank you for your patience with this process. I understand that American Freedom Radio got a new computer. I don't know if that's affecting the sound. I'm not really in control of the broadcast sound, so I don't know what goes on over there. But hopefully it'll improve. We do have three people on the call. I don't know if that makes a difference. I hope not. Shouldn't be too much of a strain. So, we'll see what happens. Some people seem to hear fine. Other people seem to have big problems. So not sure where that all goes. Okay, we're going to try to take another caller. They've been holding for a while. If you guys are willing, is that okay with you guys?
Oh, certainly. Please. That's why we're here. We're here for the listeners, not for anything else. We're not, nobody gets paid for this. We do this for the people.
We don't get paid for this, that's for sure. Okay, area code 214, you are on the air with Anthony Sanchez, Mike Harris, and Carrie Cassidy.
Okay, Carrie and Mike and Anthony, Mark, thank you all for being present. I do want to say to Anthony that his scenario with Obama is halfway correct. I just want to say that, yes, there will be mass arrests. And yes, Obama will make the announcement of this magnitude, but it will not happen in the 4 years that you're talking about. It will happen a lot sooner than that. Yes, we are in a situation where the bad guys are...
Caller, actually, I'm very sorry, but you are cutting in and out really badly. I'm not sure why we have such a bad connection with you. Do you want to maybe, it sounds like you've been going on for a little while, and I'm sorry, but I couldn't only hear every third word. I don't know how it is for other people. Is it possible, I don't know if you've got your radio going on in the background or what might be happening. Could you maybe sort of say what you're going to say very, very succinctly and try to say it again, please?
Yes, Baba Booey.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, you sound
not much. Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me now?
No, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Maybe you should hang up and try calling back, and we'll take this other call while you do that. The connection is very bad. Okay, I'm sorry about that, everyone. We just couldn't hear him. Area code 480, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to call in and say that I'm an old rock hunter from Scottsdale, Arizona here. And gold comes in quartz rock. And it comes up from the earth. In fact, every quartz outcropping in the Southwest was dynamited in the 1800s by people looking for gold. So the theory that gold comes from outer space is wrong. It all comes in quartz rock. And then it gets broken down through thousands and thousands of years into gold dust, and then gets kind of pushed back together to make gold nuggets. So I just want to clarify that as all.
Well, I disagree. I think the gold was deposited here by meteorites, but that's coming from academic sources. But it's okay. I mean, you know,
somebody that's hunted rock for 40 years.
Is it possible, caller? Is it possible that comes both ways?
I don't know, but a lot of stuff does come in on meteors. I mean, I really do study all this stuff, and a lot of stuff does come on meteors, like certain types of diamonds, even, and things like that. A lot of times, some minerals are created by the impact of meteors hitting the earth, like a meteor crater in northern Arizona. But as far as gold goes, trust me, it comes in quartz rock, and it comes up from Mother Earth. It needs high heat and high pressure to do its thing. In fact, there's a fine line between copper, gold, and silver. They're just like one little, I can't think of the word, but they're just one little element or something difference between all three of them. And when you find one, you find the other two. Like all the copper mines in Arizona, the overhead in the copper mines is paid for from the gold and silver. That's the byproduct of copper processing. So that is just a fact. That it's gold.
Yeah, I've heard there's one element difference. I believe it's an element between gold and silver.
It's a molecule difference.
I'm not sure what it is, but it's very fine. That's where your alchemy comes from. You know, people trying to turn lead into gold for hundreds of years. So, anyway, I just add my two cents.
Hey, thank you for that clarification. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, caller. We'll go to the next caller now, if you don't mind. Area code, let's see. We're getting a lot of callers, and that's actually a very good thing. Area code 805, you're on the air with Mike Harris and Anthony Sanchez and Mary Cassidy.
Hello, yes. This has nothing to do with gold, but I just wonder if somebody can clarify, which I thought would answer a lot of our problems, is the original 13th Amendment. What, you know, is that valid or is it?
The what?
Why would the 13th Amendment solve our problems? In what way did you have in mind?
Well, I listened to Professor Keith Broder, and the way he explains it, that Virginia was the last one to vote. There was only 17 states when that came about, and after
this, you're talking about the abolishment of slavery and or involuntary servitude.
But how does that solve the problems of we don't have slavery? I mean, you know, other than
technically,
Kerry, we are slaves. We're slaves.
I know, but what I'm saying is the 13th Amendment wasn't really referring to
the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment, there would be whoever's in Congress. If you're a lawyer, you had to resign as, say, if you're a lawyer, you cannot practice. There's no lobbyist, no donation. They said all you would need, the Congress to meet, is basically around 6 to 8 weeks a year. So there would be everybody's rights were the same, no donation, no lobbyist, and that's part of our problem. This basically is our problem with Congress, is the lobbyists.
Harris, do you want to reply to that at all?
Well, I agree. He's right. You know, the problem we have right now is that money talks and BS walks, and nobody, the people don't have any money. All the lobbyists and the special interests have the money. So they're passing the laws they want, and we're suffering for it. As far as the 13th Amendment goes, I'm not prepared this evening to answer that question. I've not done my homework enough to give an intelligent answer on that one.
Well, there's a site called U.S. New Tomorrow. I recommend that you go on there and where it says freedom, and it covers it all. It's a pretty amazing story. The other thing I was going to ask you, Kerry. The other thing I was going to ask you, Kerry, when you had an interview with you and Bill had an interview with Dr. Peterson.
Yes.
And he made a comment that there was only the third time in the history that they had a closed door meeting, the Congress did. And after it, they said that Obama couldn't, he had to sit down for whatever he heard. Do you recall that?
Oh, what do you mean he had to sit down?
He was so shocked.
Whatever was behind that behind closed doors, he was just overwhelmed. And they didn't say what it was, but you're with David Wilcox and Bill.
Yes, yes, I remember this. Actually, it wasn't just Pete Peterson. There was a secret Congress that was going on. It was a couple years ago,
right.
And it was on the internet as well. But from what I understand, it had a lot to do with, martial law, the FEMA camps, and also possibly a war with off-planet races, etc. So, yeah, that would make somebody who is an incoming president sit down. I mean, but. That's all I remember. I could, it was several years ago. I do remember that, though.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. We've got several other callers, so we will move on. But thank you for your call.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So we do have some other callers here, guys. I hope you don't mind because this
hold on,
is...
Hold on. Okay, go ahead. That's why we're here, is for the callers.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So now we've got area code 214 again. I guess we're going to try again to get them on the line here. Area code 214, you're on the air. Let's see if we can hear you this time.
Okay, Kerry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Okay, first of all, I want to thank Mike Harris and Anthony Sanchez for being your guest today. I do want to state the fact that Mr. Anthony Sanchez has partially the information correct concerning about the mass arrest and martial law and the FEMA camps. The FEMA camps are not for the people. It is for the treasonous and the war criminals that we have and the people who are involved in 9/11. That's what's going to happen. Number two, concerning about the goal. The goal is strictly... is indigenous to this earth. It has nothing to do with space at all. They've been mining for gold since kingdom come. That's why our galactic friends are coming here, because they're mining gold here. If you've seen the movie called Aliens and Cowboys, or Cowboys and Aliens, that should give you a very good clue. Even our Hollywood friends are giving us clues left and right about what is to come in the future. Now, I do say this. We're going to have a very wonderful future here on this planet, and it is going to change for the better. And once these criminals are picked up and they're been tried for their crimes, then you will see a better and beautiful Earth. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, caller. I appreciate
that. You're right about that. It's time. We need to clean up our act. We need a purge of our government and all the corruption that's going on in all of our institutions and in this country and around the world. It's not just the USA. It's every place. And we, the people, have to clean up, because there ain't no Superman coming to save us. We have to do this.
Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. One moment, please. Area code 707, you're on the air.
Thank you. Actually, Anthony Sanchez is correct.
And this is regarding National Geographic News as far as gold. And I'll just read a couple of paragraphs, if you don't mind.
Yes, please do.
Well, sure, as long as they're short ones.
Not all that glitters is gold, but Earth would have a lot less of the glittery stuff if not for a massive rain of meteors about 3.9 billion years ago, according to a new study. Based on analysts of some of the world's oldest rocks, scientists have the first direct evidence that a cataclysm meteor shower changed early Earth's chemical composition. Then it goes on to say, when Earth first formed roughly 4.5 billion years ago, the planet was basically a ball of magma. As the planet cooled, denser material sank towards the center, eventually producing a core, mostly of iron. And then it says, in fact, based on the composition of meteorites through to be akin to early Earth, our planet should have enough gold in its present-day core to cover the entire globe with a 12-foot-thick, 4-meter-thick layer of precious metal. So if people want to research that more, I'm completely surprised by this, but it seems like Anthony was very much correct in his thinking.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
Good job, Anthony.
And yes, I think that the answer is still both, but I have to say I also, I don't mean to throw cold water on the situation, but I don't believe National Geographic is an expert on the planet because a lot of these things are set up. So it may be that that did happen. However, I bet they would deny that there's an inner Earth, and I imagine there may be some discussion as to what the Earth is really composed of. It is not the solar system is not composed the way they talk about it in these sort of old fashioned terms. From my understanding, it's a whole different ballgame. But we can use that as one explanation, and certainly Anthony was right about that part.
Correct.
I would say if that were really true, though, then the meteors out there would be full of gold, and whenever a meteor fell, we should find all kinds of gold in it, and I bet you that that's not the case. So, it's an interesting idea. Maybe it depends on which planet broke up and the meteors came from to begin with, if that was really the truth. But you can go down all kinds of roads in that regard. But thank you so much, caller, because that helps, and I'm sure Anthony is delighted as well.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So, Anthony, do you want to say anything?
Oh, quick gloating, Anthony. Thanks.
Yes. I'd like to say something. If anybody in the audience has old, unwanted, and broken gold, go to my Facebook page and ask me for my mailing address.
Exactly. Okay, well, we've got another caller, area code 520. You're on the air.
Greetings. It's the Greek. Hello, Mike. Hello, Kerry, Anthony.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, all right, good. Good to hear you, Mike. Good to hear you on tonight. If we could broach the topic of gold, I believe the only thing left to discover is the obvious. And by looking at how everything is basically a biological form, even azoic rock can be resurrected into biological forms if you study Wilhelm Reich's work. But instead of reading articles and hearsay and things like that, a quick suggestion for anyone who has a kitchen, go out and get yourself some silver coin. It could be sterling or pure, doesn't matter. Then go ahead and buy some baker's yeast and mix it up in some water and put it in with the silver. And you will notice that after about 8 to 24 hours, if you keep it around 100 degrees, that silver will be coated with a beautiful nano layer of 24 karat gold.
Awesome.
Okay, let me give you my email address.
No, Anthony, okay. he's dead to serious.
We've got a commercial
coming. No, I know. That's why I want to give him.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
I knew a man who had a reputation helping thousands of people improve their health. You know his secret? He knew 7 out of 10 people were deficient in one critical mineral. The symptoms of this deficiency mimic everything from heart disease to anxiety. In fact, the list is way too long to even touch on. Chances are high that you may have many of these symptoms already. In a moment, I'm going to give away his secret when you visit IncredibleMineral.com. That's IncredibleMineral.com. The information is free. It will take less than 5 minutes for you to obtain. Listen in as I interview world-renowned doctor of the future, Carolyn Dean, share the secret with you. No holds barred and guaranteed to piss off the big drug pushers. In fact, there's also a $50 free bonus offer for the first 1,000 people who listen in now at IncredibleMineral.com. Hurry while the information is still available.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Hey everybody, this is Fabian for Liberty. You can join me every Monday and Friday from 8 p.m. Eastern Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Time only on American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Mike Harris, Anthony Sanchez, and the callers, because we've had a number of callers which have sort of made this show very interesting. I guess the Greek is still on the line here, so I guess I'll give him a break for another minute more and let him talk. Area code 520, are you still there? Nope.
Hello, Greek. Are you there?
Guess not. Okay, going, gone. All right, so back to the drawing board here in terms of what's going on with everything. Do you guys have anything else you want to bring up? I know there was one point when Mike, you were drowned out because we didn't have good sound, and it might be useful for you to go back over some of that stuff that you were saying. You also have had a number of sightings of very interesting aircraft going in and out of the airbase near you, right?
Well, actually, it's not the airbase near me, but Scottsdale Air Park. I saw a squadron of F-16s taking off from Scottsdale Air Park, which is a commercial air park. It's the alternate, if Sky Harbor, something happens in Phoenix, they go to Scottsdale. It's a 10,000-foot runway. It's got a 200,000-pound load limit on it. So you can land a 747 or larger craft on there. And one day I'm over there doing business near my office, and an entire flight of F-16s fully loaded takes off, and they're heading to the east, which surprised me because to the east there is is where Luke Air Force Base is, about 40 miles away. So why would they need to land at Sky Harbor and then fly in the same direction as the Air Force Base is? It was very confusing for me. And so I never understood that. And then there's been other strange anomalies around here. We've had a lot of helicopter activity, black helicopters in particular, a lot of other strange stuff going on that it really is unsettling as to – it's come to a point where I don't trust the government. I don't trust what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and it's very unsettling for me.
Well, I want Anthony to address that, but I also want to say, you know, the bottom line, as far as I'm concerned, is that the sort of dividing line between the secret space program that has become a rogue civilization, I think that it's bleeding through right now. I think that they've got so much going on, and there is such activity because of the various races that are coming here and the various wars being conducted. I don't think they can keep a lid on anything anymore. And I think this is what we've got, a bleed through, if you will, and they don't know how to keep a lid on it. Anthony, you want to address any of that?
Well, you know, essentially, I mean, I'm in agreement with you. There's you know, not much that I can dispute with that comment you just made. So,
okay, what about you were just at Area 51. You had seen a lot of laser activity. I think
just 2.5 weeks ago, I was at Area 51. Anybody who's listening that goes to my Facebook page, they saw that I posted a video, and it's only at Facebook. I didn't put it on YouTube. And essentially, David Weatherly and I, David Weatherly is an author. He has a book called The Black Eyed Children. By the way, I have a book called UFO Highway, if anybody's listening to me. We were at Area 51 because there have been two very credible UFO sightings in the past 5 weeks. So we said, screw this, we're going to go out there. And Carrie, because of the conversations I've had with you, I know that there's stuff still happening out there at Area 51. So we go out there. One, I do see a UFO, but it's more of like an orb, and it's just, you know, hanging up there, and it has, you know, this smaller orb. And David saw it. I saw it. We didn't know what the heck it was. And it wasn't – we know that it wasn't a satellite. We know that it wasn't commercial or military aircraft. It was up there. It was strange. We did take some nice, night vision goggles with us. So we had a very, very, you know, good view of what was going on. What did happen was we saw laser activity. And that was strange. I had a full-blown conversation with Bill Burns from UFO Hunters tonight. That's going to air on my show next week at my network. We talked at length about lasers, advanced tactical laser systems, what they're meant for, what they're doing there at Area 51. And, he had some very interesting things to say, you know, that they're, you know, essentially using them. These are terrestrial-based targeting systems for drones that are in low Earth orbit. And it's just like there's so many things that are going on with Area 51 at the moment. People forget that the place even exists. You know, when I originally was writing my book, you know, years ago, the The motivating factor for me was Area 51, and it had always been Area 51. That's why my book was called UFO Highway. Ultimately, though, this whistleblower interview that I did with this guy who claims to have worked at the Dulce base, that, you know, just overtook everything in the book. I mean, but again, Dulce being an underground base, you know, just like at Area 51, where S4 is a series of underground, enclosures. You know, there's these hangars and whatnot. So there's something occurring at Area 51. And if it's okay, Curry, I'd like to mention this. In May of this year, a Memorial Day weekend, we're going back to Area 51. We're actually having a conference out there. If you go to www.area51skywatch.com, it's area51skywatch.com. Travis Walton, Carrie Cassidy, myself, David Weatherly, and tentatively John Lear are all going to be speaking at Area 51. So we're having a conference out there. It's going to be the first time that it's ever been done under the premise of a Skywatch, where we're focusing on Area 51, and we're taking Gen 3 night vision goggles, you know, a whole set of them that have been retrofitted to tripods and high-def cameras that are then connected to, you know, 52-inch high-def plasma screens. So we're going to try and really capture something that's, you know, happening in Area 51. And if you remember in UFO Hunters, I think it was episode 29, where they went to Area 51, they caught a UFO on film. So there are UFOs out there. It's up to us to go out there and get more footage and try and determine what the hell they're doing, because it could affect us.
Well, let me say that, Mike, you're aware that actually a source has talked about Area 51 is still active. Isn't that right? You've heard that, right?
Yes, we have a source that has been, how do I say this politely? He's been hacking into the Google Earth and the NASA computers, their down feeds, and pirating their raw images off there. And he's been discovering that there's three type of craft at Area 51. There's the big black triangles we've all heard about. There's this other smaller disc shape. And there's something else that I've not been briefed on yet, but I know there's a third type that has not been disclosed to me yet. But I am aware of the other two. I have seen photographs of the other two. What I've been told are photographs of Area 51, but like I said, I don't know, and these are pretty high resolution. And, you know, I'm still working the source, but he will not give me the copies of the images, if you will.
Okay, well, I've mentioned this, I think, to both of you maybe at different times, but let me say for the listeners' sake, we do have an investor behind the scenes who is going to put up money to fund a professional camera crew that I will be recruiting, along with a person that's helping to set this up. I do not have direct contact with the source, the money source, on this. However, the idea is to get a very good film of a UFO once and for all, to buy very good equipment, to go out with a couple of teams that will be on call to go out and pick up these UFOs as they show up in various places, hotspots, et cetera. And so that's one aspect of something that we're working on behind the scenes. I should have another announcement along those lines pretty shortly that I'll be putting on my blog. I know that a lot of people send in their resumes. Let me just say that we are going to consider everyone. There are reasons why we'll choose certain people to join the team, and this is a paid position. They will be paying and funding your way. It'll probably require some investment of time, so you need to have an ability to free up your schedule and go to possibly anywhere on the planet, actually. So that's sort of in the works, and I will make more announcements as soon as I get the more information about that. Along those lines, I want to say that I still have been getting a little more information about the war in the Pacific with the undersea. I don't know. Some people say Mu is the continent of Mu. off the coast of California, off the California coast, specifically San Francisco, and places north and south. Apparently, there have been various skirmishes going on between the undersea bases, possibly a reptilian or amphibious race or a combination thereof. Not really sure what they look like or anything. There's that aspect. If you, Anthony, you recall that we did a live event discussing all of this. So there seems to be some rumblings that that still is going on, that the Navy is involved. You know, it's fascinating to me that we could be actually in an interplanetary war, and most and 95% of the people out there have no clue whatsoever.
Oh, Carrie, let me correct your statement there. It's not an interplanetary war. It's an interstellar war. And 95% of people don't have any idea at all that this even exists.
Okay, when you say it's not interplanetary, you mean interstellar going outside our solar system?
Yes, other races from systems beyond our system.
Of course, absolutely. Yep, it is fascinating. And
well, I just what was it, a week or so ago, we saw that article about the dead fish washed up on Okinawa, and the government of Japan suppressed that information for, 3 to 4 months? And finally they released it, that this was caused by a crashed UFO? Come on, give us a break, folks. We deserve better than that.
Well, right. And then I got all kinds of flack for posting that, as you may know. I posted that article, and I think Gordon Duff came out on Veterans Today, and they did some homework in that regard, and it seems to be legitimate. Then I got somebody writing to me who's a back channel source who obviously wasn't read in, and he thought it was bogus. So this is the kind of thing that goes on. It just drives everyone crazy. I don't know why we have to have so many simultaneous concepts of reality happening on the same planet. I don't know why we can't all get on the same page. It just, you know, it's kind of ludicrous after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Well, the only thing I can ask people to do is, here's one thing. Once you wake up, it's very frightening. Once you realize what the true nature of the world around you is, it's a very frightening premise. And you ask why people don't wake up, because it's more comfortable to stay asleep. And we all have to realize that eventually all of us have to wake up, no matter how frightening it is. And I hope everyone does. And you know, I hope everyone can encourage their friends, their neighbors, their family to listen and hear with an open mind and an open heart, because we have to change the way things are going. Otherwise, all is lost.
Yep. I think that everyone has to realize that you're going to have to stand your ground. There are a lot of people that would like to abandon the United States, for example, in light of everything that's happening here. A lot of people have gotten very disenchanted by this government, understandably. But there are those who may consider staying behind and fighting the good fight, so to speak. I think the next few years are going to be very, very interesting going forward. I also think that a lot of people aren't aware. One thing I have heard from Ashiana Dean's camp is something that has been verified from some other places, and that is that, and I've got a weird echo going on here. Sorry about this. I don't know why. But she was saying that, I'm going to turn my sound down and hope that helps.
There are 10 minutes remaining in this conference.
Seriously?
How much? How much time?
What kind of conference do we have? That's really bogus.
How much time did they say?
10 minutes.
Okay, because I was hoping to follow up on what you were talking about, this base off the coast of Monterey, California. I wanted to share some information on
that. Please do. Are you on some limited line, Anthony?
No, that's not me. I don't know what that is. So
wow, that's bizarre. Yeah. Go right ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, so when we had our live stream with David Griffin, he and I were having this back and forth discussion over the Blues, which are essentially grays who work in the subterranean facilities located near the Pot Cove settlement of Grytviken. That's way down south by Thule Island. So, in fact, I was told that, you know, these grays, you know, which David refers to them as blues, that they work within numerous locations at or beneath the 54th parallel south around the globe, and that their specialty is nanotechnology and artificial intelligence. In 2008, I was told of an active hangar that exists at Mount Paget, which is in the Allardyce Range of the South Georgia Islands. And I spent years trying to identify the location using satellite photos, but the evidence of, you know, this facility has clearly been obfuscated. I mean, the island's there, the mountain's there, but the thing, it's been obfuscated through photo manipulation. I'll tell you the rest when we come back from the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered Ion, and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. I'll give you an example of that. When I was a little kid, if I got sick, they wanted me to go to the hospital and see the doctor. Now they want me to go to a health maintenance organization. Smug, greedy, well-fed white people have invented a language to conceal their sins. It's as simple as that. The CIA doesn't kill anybody anymore. They neutralize people. The government doesn't lie. It engages in disinformation. Israeli murderers are called commandos. Arab commandos are called terrorists. Contra killers are called freedom fighters. Well, if crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? They never mention that part of it to us, do they? Never mention that part of it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
Get the real truth behind the news. Join us Thursday evenings, 4 p.m. Central, for the Region 10 Report, brought to you by Suzanne Posel and OccupyCorporatism.com.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Mike Harris and Anthony Sanchez. So, during the break, we were sort of chit-chatting about various things. Do you guys want to touch on any of that? Maybe the AI thing? That was kind of interesting, Mike. You want to talk about that?
I just got a mutual friend of ours. Carrie, you and I both know this guy, and I won't go any further, but he alluded to me that within the wiring of your homes is the ability to listen in on what's going on inside of the home. And this is all being monitored by an AI that is interconnected through the power grid. And beyond that, I don't know. It's above my pay grade. I don't understand. I've not taken the time to study the feasibility of this. I don't know. But this gentleman was rather frantic when he was telling me about this, that turn things off, unplug things, and you power down when you can, just to break the connection with the AI that's lurking out there. But I don't know. I mean, I got this secondhand. I don't know how much to believe or not to believe.
Well, I mean, this does correlate with some of my whistleblower testimony, I have to say, specifically the Jake Simpson stuff, in case people want to go back and refresh themselves on that information. There is an AI. It's very possible that there is an AI running the planet at this time, or at least being given instructions and then operating to some degree on its own. There is no doubt whatsoever that all of our electronics, I mean, they're always able to target in, get keywords. I mean, Mike, you and I are members of conversations all the time. My radio show is people sit, complain about the sound quality. Well, one of the things you can see is that you get interfered with. I guess if you go to AFR and some of the other hosts don't get interfered with, then their sound is great. And then maybe you're not getting the truth. So you can look at it that way. It's a very interesting cutting edge, sort of two-way sword, whatever you want to call that. Double-edged sword. As far as Ashiana Dean, I started to say that the information that came down was that over the 2012, since the 21st of December 2012, what they called was the mind control shield that had been around Earth has been taken down, that it has been removed. And there is some evidence to this effect, I have to say. And that humans just simply aren't aware of it. Some of us are aware there have been some major changes going on since December and going into this month as well, and those that meditate may be tapping into some of this. There is, you know, we have had and we are having some help out there, and our consciousness is also making this possible. So I just think it's really important that people understand that nothing happens by itself. ET doesn't just come in here and impose something. We are part of it. So if our awareness gets to a certain place where they can't keep it down anymore, then we enter a new level of energetics, and that's indeed what seems to have happened. And all I say to you guys is to go look at your own lives, look at what's going on in your life, look at your choices, and realize that you don't have to take a programmed choice that you might have made over and over and over again in your life, say up until December of 2012, and then suddenly you might look in front of you and see an open horizon. In other words, the future is open. Part of that is impacted because you have certain stargates opening where ascension is a definite option for members of the planet Earth and groups on the planet Earth. and the earth herself. And so this is some of the stuff that came down through through the information that Ashiana Dean gets, but it's also information that some of us have been getting on our own. And so, you know, I don't know if either one of you want to address that, if you've noticed any changes in your life.
Let me make a comment about that, and I'm going to take everyone. I'm sure that most of our listeners have heard the 100 monkeys theory, and that is, you know, once you can teach a monkey something, by the time you teach 100 monkeys the same thing, every monkey in the world knows what it is. So what I'm going to ask people to do is take the time and spread just the fundamentals of what the truth movement is among your friends, your family, and all that, because once it gains traction, We get inertia. We grow and we grow and we grow. And I think that we're on the verge of breaking the shackles that have bound our minds, our spirits, our bodies for so long, that if we can get beyond, reach critical mass, I think we can throw the shackles off and become really true free people again, and, you know, free spirits and ascend to the next level, whatever that may mean, because I don't know. But I really believe in this 100 monkeys theory. And so tell your friends, tell your family, try to get them to open their minds, open their hearts, and receive the information that's being offered to them.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Anthony, do you want to say anything about this? I don't know if your time is still limited or what your situation is.
Well, you know, I got a show I'm about to produce. But I want to say that, we're... I think that right now we're on the verge of something big. I truly feel that we're facing major geopolitical upheaval, and which is going to cause, one, civil unrest, and two, potentially a civil war within the United States. I say that based on, you know, everything that I'm seeing. You know, it'll be us against them, them being those that are trying to oppress us. And everything's going to be caused by economics and politics, in addition to, again, I know that I talk about this a lot on my show and every other show that I'm interviewed on, but a pandemic that they're, you know, putting into place. You know, we're going to see this perfect storm, what it's going to do is it's going to create this foundation for something like a Project Bluebeam type scenario. And everything is going to change unless we do something to stop it. And I know that it sounds like I'm trying to drive this idea of fear down your throats. But more to the point, I'm trying to tell you to just pay attention, because if we don't pay attention, they're going to be able to get away with things and continue to make this planet, you know, unlivable and worse. And, we're already facing a lot of turmoil, and I'm just sick and tired of it.
Okay, Mike, do you want to say anything?
I think Anthony's got some good points there. And the thing of it is about civil unrest, particularly in our own country. Remember, we're all Americans here, and we have a common bond that we were born in this country, and we have loyalty to each other because of our place of birth. And let's don't fight amongst ourselves. Just because you're black or you're Hispanic or you're Chinese or you're white, whatever, I don't care what your race is. Remember, you're an American, and that there's evil criminal people who are trying to get us to fight with each other. And let's don't take the bait. Let's be rational. Let's be compassionate. Let's be kind to each other. That is my message above and beyond anything else. Is let's try to help each other during the coming hard times, because hard times are coming. They're right around the corner. Anthony is right on about that.
Okay, well, I would say that we should embrace the future. I'm not so sure about the hard times. I kind of get two sides to that coin, and I think for some it may be hard times. Maybe for others it won't be, and it is a weird twist of fate that will involve someone's desire to bring certain experiences towards themselves that brings what you're going to experience, and kind of try to grok that, try to understand that you signed up for this, and that if you're having hard times, it's because you need to awaken, and that you've decided to fight the good fight with regard to the dark side. And maybe those are muscles you want to develop. So, you know, in other words, I'm not seeing the destruction of what we know as being necessarily all bad. I think that we've got a lot of changing to do. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that if we embrace change, we might move into the future a little smoother. Sorry if we've got an echo here. We do have a caller. Oh, no, he's gone. So sorry about that caller. I do apologize. I was going to try to grab you right before the end of the show, but we've only got a few more minutes here. I don't know. I know that I've got a Wake and Aware conference coming up in Joshua Tree, Awake and Aware 2013, and we are going to be focusing on time travel. It looks like we're going to have David Anderson is going to be there, Peter Moon, Joe Matheny is producing it with me, and we will both be speaking. We're going to be having some other time travel experts or whatever you want to call those kinds of people. We are definitely going to focus on that and other worlds. It's going to be a fascinating conference. I'm going to encourage you to join us. More information will be forthcoming as soon as we can get it all organized. And there are some other conferences where I'll be speaking. Actually, I'm speaking very shortly at the Conscious Life Expo, which is the weekend of the, I think it's the 10th, 11th, and 12th, if I remember. No, it's the...
Carrie, what were the dates? Do you have dates yet for your time travel conference?
Yes. April 5th, 6th, and 7th. And here's the music. So it is April 5th, 6th, and 7th. It's going to be in Joshua Tree. It's going to be a really fascinating and awesome weekend. That's an awesome place to have a conference. So, you know, we're going to be on some really wonderful land. It seems like we're going to be at this sort of yoga center that is all geared up for large groups. And so we'll have a great setting for the conference. More information is forthcoming. Anthony, you want to give your website, the book, and anything else?
Yeah, if you want to get my book, you just go to ufohighway.com. And if you want to hear me on the radio, I'm at scepterradionetwork.com. And I want to thank everybody in the chat room at Project Camelot. I made a lot of new friends tonight. And I want to thank you, Carrie and Mike, for having me on this evening.
And thank you, everyone, at American Freedom Radio. I'll be back in the future if I can organize that, and it seems like a good idea.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio in service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFI wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.